Today is July the 31st. Wednesday night of Weatherby House Church. And God has answered a prayer for me. I've felt like I was kind of out in the wilderness, and through a chain of events, God has sent actually three brothers in Christ into my life. You know who you are if you're listening to this message. And I'm very grateful. I was beginning to feel like Elijah, that I was the only one left. I think you guys will feel it the same way. God knows what we need when we need it sometimes, and He is gracious, providing people that we can have fellowship with. The good Lord knows that I needed it. Barren land up here in Weatherby, Missouri. A bunch of pagans. Anyway, let's begin by singing 451. 451.
Savior, more than life to me, I am clinging, clinging close to Thee. Let Thy precious blood apply, keep me ever, ever near Thy side. Every day, every hour, let me feel Thy cleansing power. May Thy tender love to me find me closer, closer, Lord, to Thee. Through this changing world below, lead me gently, gently as I go. Trusting Thee, I cannot stray. I can never, never lose my way. Let me love Thee more and more, till this fleeting, fleeting life is o'er. Till my soul is lost in love, in a brighter, brighter world of love. Every day, every hour, let me feel Thy cleansing power. May Thy tender love to me bind me closer, closer, Lord, to Thee.
452.
We read of a home for the faithful, where Jesus our Savior will see, where nothing defiling can enter. How glorious there it will be, how glorious there it will be. Our Savior and dear ones to see, with all of the ransom forever. How glorious there it will be. There'll be no more heartaches or sighing. No grace on the hillside we'll see. No sickness, no sorrow, no dying. How glorious there it will be. No burdens we'll bear in that city. No shadows to darken the way. No sorrows in soul seeking pity. Will be a most wonderful day. We'll meet all the saints and the sages. Who here did God love once declare? We'll see the great King of the ages. How glorious for us up there! How glorious there it will be. Our Savior and dear once you see, with all of the ransom forever. How glorious there it will be.
When sorrows encompass me round, and many distresses I see, astonished I cry, can a mortal be found surrounded with trouble like me? Few
seasons of peace I enjoy, and they are succeeded by pain. If e'er a few moments of praise I employ, I have hours and days to complain. Oh, when will my sorrow subside? Oh, when will my suffering cease? Oh, when to the bosom of Christ he conveyed in mansions of glory and bliss, may I be prepared for that day when Jesus shall bid me remove, that I may in rapture go shouting away to the arms of my heavenly love, my spirit in glory conveyed, my body laid low in the ground. I wish not a tear at my grave to be shed, let all join in shouting around.
Okay, well, let's sing 193.
More about Jesus would I know, more of His grace to others show, more of His saving policy, more of His love who died for me. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of His saving policy, more of His love who died for me.
More about Jesus, let me learn,
more of His holy will discern. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ in me. More about Jesus in His word, holding communion with my Lord, hearing His voice in every line, making His faithful saying mine. More about Jesus on His throne, riches and glory all His own. More of His kingdom sure increase, more of His coming Prince of Peace. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of His saving fullness, more of His love who died for me.
Dear Lord, we pray that You would be with us in this service tonight. Pray that You would forgive us for many sins. Help us to be what You would have us to be. As Your people, we pray. Draw us closer to You, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Interesting, because this whole psalm is an exhortation to praise God for His mercy. The psalmist here is showing us how good it is to put our trust in God. And, of course, there's a lot of people out there that are saying, you know, I knew a guy, he's dead now. I'm not going to mention his last name, but his first name was George. And he'd always say, you can't find faith in the Old Testament. You can't find faith in the Old Testament. And then whenever he prayed, he'd always say, you know, God, Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Well, Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of all of His elect. It says here in the 118th Psalm, O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, because His mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that His mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that His mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that His mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about. They compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns, for in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me, that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacle of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doth valiantly. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but He hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise Thee, for Thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused has become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Say now, I beseech Thee, O Lord, I beseech Thee, send down prosperity. Blessed be that He that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed You out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord which has showed us life. Bind the sacrifice of cords, even in the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise Thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt Thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Who is the stone which the builders refused and has become the headstone of the corner? Who is that? Who is the psalmist talking about here?
Jesus Christ.
Talking about Jesus Christ. This is the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. Now, the parallel passages, we already read the passage, but we see it in Matthew 21:42, Luke 20:17. Now let's go back to Acts. Fourth chapter of Acts. Fourth chapter of Acts. says here, of course, this is Peter in the 8th verse. Peter filled with the Holy Ghost said unto ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to this impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Psalmist David, 118th Psalm, the 22nd verse, spoke of this stone that the builders rejected. He spoke of Christ. Because why do we know that the psalmist is speaking of Christ? Because Peter here tells us that's who he's speaking of. He says, be it known unto you all and all the people of Israel, but by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom he crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him this man stand here before you hold. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Now I want to go back to Isaiah, the 28th chapter. Isaiah, 28th chapter of Isaiah. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious stone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Speaking of the same stone that Peter was speaking of and that the psalmist was speaking of. He's speaking of Jesus Christ here in the 28th chapter of Isaiah. Lay in Zion, foundation of stone. Not, you know, Peter wasn't the stone that the church was built on. The church was built on the foundation of Jesus Christ. He laid in Zion a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious stone, a cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Now let's go back to Romans, the 9th chapter. Romans, the 9th chapter, the most hated chapter in the Bible. People hate the 9th chapter of Romans. They don't like it. They wish it was cut out. What's it say in the 32nd verse? It says, wherefore, because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law, they stumbled at the stumbling stone. They stumbled at Jesus Christ. As it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone, a rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Speaking, of course, of Jesus Christ again. Jesus Christ is this rock. And he's also a stumbling stone for those who do not believe. He's a stumbling stone for those who do not believe. Now let's go to 1 Peter 2. 1 Peter 2. Now let's look at verse 3, if so be ye taste that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God, and precious. also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, "Behold, I lay in Zion the chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded," speaking of Jesus Christ. "Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made a head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, unto also they were appointed," speaking of course of reprobation there. "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people for God's own possession," in other words, "that ye should show forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." Let's go back to Ephesians, the second chapter of Ephesians now. Second chapter of Ephesians. He says, reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh, for through him we both have access by one Spirit and unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are built together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. See the connection here between Jesus Christ and, of course, the apostles and the prophets, and Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. Chief cornerstone. Revelation 21. Revelation 21. All the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The apostles are directly tied to this city whose builder and maker is God. 12 apostles are directly tied to it. And of course, we can go back to Galatians, the second chapter of Galatians. Second chapter of Galatians, and he says, by revelation. communion unto them that gospel which I preached unto the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. And verse 4. And that because the false brethren unawares brought in and came in privately to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage. He's speaking here again of the rock Jesus Christ brought about his liberty. And then finally, we can look into where I want to go here. Visions. First Corinthians 3. First Corinthians 3. According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon, but let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus. So, again, we see that Jesus Christ is the foundation. Chief cornerstone. It's not Peter. Jesus Christ is the rock. Jesus Christ was spoken about by the prophet Isaiah and by the psalmist David in the 118th Psalm. And there are many places in Isaiah that alludes to the rock, stone. The builders rejected has become the head of the chief cornerstone. Jesus Christ. Do we have a selection? Okay, we've got a selection. Page 57, Psalm 118c.
I shall not go.
I will live again. Jehovah's heart you say,
the Lord has surely chastened me, but spared me from the grave. Oh, set me open unto me the gates of righteousness, then will I enter into them, and I, the Lord, will bless. This is Jehovah's gate, by it the just shall enter in. I'll praise thee who has heard my prayer and has my safety been. That stone is made a cornerstone, which builders did despise. This is the doing of the Lord, and wondrous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made, let us be glad and sing. Hosanna, Lord, O give success, O Lord, salvation bring. Oh, blessed be the one who comes in Jehovah's name. The blessing from Jehovah's house upon you we proclaim. The Lord is God, and he to us has made the light arise. Oh, bind me to the altar's horns, records a sacrifice. Thou art my God, I'll give thee thanks.
my God, I'll worship thee. Oh, thank the Lord, for he is good. His grace will endless be.
Dear Lord, we're thankful for your service of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We pray in your name, Lord. Amen.
Father, we thank you that you are the rock, the chief cornerstone.